Well, and, you know, it's just been pleasant for the last couple of days, and, you know, that's basically all we can say. It's going to get a little bit warmer, but still in all, it's October.
Very fall-like.
Yeah, it's October, and we have, you know, we have
it's like Rocktober.
Sorry?
So Cat done lost her
October
mind.
October rocks.
Yeah, so did you find somebody who wanted to have a pizza with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who are you going to get to deliver at 8:30 in the morning?
That's an excellent point. I mean,
why don't we look it up on the internet?
If only there were a place. Well, but again.
Sorry, I did the joke wrong.
That's okay. If only there were a place.
If there were only a place we could find that.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but we'll do that someday.
Oh, if you just don't understand, all I had for breakfast was toast and some cold salmon.
And what
Ugh.
Well, okay. I don't know that that's my fault.
No, but I mean, that's why I'm so hungry.
Oh, I see.
Want some pizza.
Oh, I got you. And so what kind of pizza would it be?
Any kind.
Wow.
The cheesy kind.
Oh, just with
the kind that's warm with little vents of steam coming off.
Yeah, right.
The kind that makes you drool.
Hey, cheese
stuck to the lid of the cardboard box.
Yeah. Since we're talking about food, you see the Chinese restaurant in Kentucky, Scott?
No. Okay. The Chinese restaurant in Kentucky.
You're right.
They only have one.
They were shut down.
Were they? Because?
Employees were seen wheeling in dead animals from...
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Are you serious?
Turned out to be a deer that had been run over.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, once again, if you do it in that... it says the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just use their images, you can't tell what it says. I mean, they could be telling you it's roadkill and you wouldn't even know it, right?
The restaurant tried to explain it away by saying it was for the family, not the customers.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it all better.
Well, you have to process the deer correctly anyway.
Yes, of course you do.
But the Kentucky Health Department said, yeah, no.
You're not going to do that. Yeah, okay. Oh, here we go. Here's that story. The new cable TV show, United States of Bacon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, instead of it's not about Kevin Bacon. Daily Variety reports that the Destination America cable channel will feature Chef Todd Fisher traveling across the nation in search of great bacon dishes despite the upcoming rumored bacon shortage. Remember, we had that story last
week. But they said it's on the front page of the paper. That's not going to happen.
Oh, good.
While you're talking about Kevin Bacon, I just have to share a picture I saw one time, and it has a picture of Johnny Cash, and it says, "No cash." And then it has a picture of Steve Jobs and says, "No jobs." And then it says, "Kevin Bacon." It says, "Oh, my gosh, please don't die."
Really?
No. Yeah, and it said, "We don't want no bacon."
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Oh, man. I thought that was so funny. To me, that is hilarious.
Don Johnson. Do you remember Don Johnson?
No.
It was on Miami Vice.
Yeah, you're too young, Kat.
Not Evening Shade.
No, I don't know. But it was Don Johnson. He got a $50 million award from the producers of Nash Bridges.
That was the other show I was thinking of.
But they cut it back. He'll get is $15 million. He had originally sued the production company because it didn't get the money. He didn't get the money he was entitled to when the show went into syndication. So he was awarded $50 million 2 years ago, but an appeals judge yesterday readjusted the amount to $15 million in damages plus 10% interest. Which is okay. I mean,
you think?
I'm hoping that he feels like he can make it with that.
Now, Nash Bridges had a pretty hot car, didn't he? I just remember. It was like a real fancy car.
I don't know. Never saw it. I can't tell you. I don't know. The new rankings of the highest paid women in show business.
That's got to be the Oprah.
Yeah, it is.
It's got to be the Oprah.
Yeah. Oprah making $165 million. See, this is just in a year, okay? It's not like that's their fortune. It's just what they made last year.
Oh, gosh. That's like Prince Fielder.
Yeah. Oprah made of course it is. $165 million in a year. 1 year.
Wow.
Number two is Britney Spears at 58. Number three is Taylor Swift at 57. Ellen DeGeneres and Rihanna making $53 million each.
So the Oprah more than doubles.
Yeah. The next close.
Holy cow.
Yeah, actually, it's more than that. It's actually more than three
Wouldn't
times.
It would be kind of scary to be that powerful.
Well.
I'd love to find out once.
But, you know, here's the deal, though. And that's the reason. How do they handle those things they can't control? Because they're like anybody else. They have things in their life they cannot control.
You hire someone who's good at it.
Well, but do they just.
And
but,
trustworthy.
But still, do they just go over the top when they can't? When they can't control something.
Oh, I'll bet. Especially her.
Yeah, or like, just give away as much as you can. You don't have to worry about it.
But I'm just saying, what if the eggs come up and they're not the way that you like it? You know what I'm saying? Oh, my gosh. Do you, now, do you, you okay? You know, are you all right with that? Can you be quiet and cool about it, or do you go ballistic? And again, it's a personality.
Some do, some don't.
That's right. Let's see, Lady Gaga in at $52 million, along with Jennifer Lopez. Giselle Bundchen, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $45 million. Katy Perry, $45 million.
Love her.
And Judge Judy, $45 million.
No kidding.
Judge Judy, yeah.
I guess that's all the syndication money.
That's it. She makes. She's got a pretty good deal, apparently.
Wow. So
not bad. Okay, it's official. Adele is going to be the new Bond girl. She'll be the new singer. Didn't mean that. No. She'll be the new singer. It'll be her song for the new movie Skyfall.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, a dancing silhouette. Or...
Yeah, something like that. So we'll see. No. Not with her.
Yeah, but they've got him in an Aston Martin now, and that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That and he's drinking Heineken, right? In that.
Yeah, yeah, that was. I was like, no.
Got all those things happening. Okay, the CD player. Got one of those at home, do you?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
CD player is 30 years old.
Wow.
First player was Sony's CDP-101. Went on sale October the 1st, 1982 in Japan.
Really?
Do you know why CDs are as long as they are?
And arrived here 6 months later. Why is that?
Because the guy that invented them made the CD to play the length of the that was his favorite opera.
Oh, really?
That's
yep.
fun.
That's why they started out like at 76 minutes, because that's how long his opera was.
Which opera was it?
I don't know.
That's, again, could be their maximum, but in most cases, they weren't full to that extent.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you could look at it. The machine cost $1,000, and there were only a handful of actual compact discs to play.
Huh.
Did
most
you ever play,
classical.
Did you ever play?
No. Yeah. I mean, over here, we do.
I've got a CD machine.
I remember when CDs became like an item.
Well,
I didn't like them when they came out.
We announced, because that was the thing at the station I worked at moons ago, that we would announce, this song is coming via the compact disc.
really?
Because it was so cool to play something on a CD.
Yeah. Well, because I remember I liked having a cassette tape because you could fast forward to exactly where you wanted in the tape. But in the CD, you either went... What is that?
Scott!
That's my CD player.
Stop with the polka.
No, that's not good polka. That's not what
There's
I
no
told him to
There's no such thing
play.
As good
no,
polka.
No, I know. I just, that's the Rangers waltz. That's all. I'm just telling you. No, it wasn't. It didn't have anything to do with your polka. That's just, I do have a CD machine. That does work occasionally. Let's try
No, as long as it's not polka.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no.
If you want, I got a whole lot of CDs
good
over
polka.
Here. There's no such thing as good polka.
No, yes, there is.
Here, this would be kind of a complete circle as to the story that we did just a minute ago about Don Johnson.
Miami Vice.
Yeah.
By Jan Hammer.
Yeah, so there.
I feel like I'm trapped inside of a video game.
But see, now it jumps.
Did it start over?
Yeah, it starts over. We haven't cleaned this thing in forever.
That's what we need to play on the back of my newscast.
Probably not. Probably not. I'm just saying. I mean, if you want to take it home and if you want to listen to it driving home with that in the background, you can do
just
that.
Just put it in the back seat.
Anyway, so the CD is 30 years old.
Wow.
And most of them, as Kevin mentioned, were classical to begin with. But the first pop CD, do you know what it was?
First pop CD?
First pop popular music CD.
I can tell you the first one that didn't release on anything, but I can't tell you what the first one was.
Yeah, okay. Billy Joel's 52nd Street.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Technology's improved a lot since that first machine, but sales are way, way down since most people, especially teens, listening on their MP3s. However, a lot of teens are discovering vinyl.
Love it.
Which sounds much better than any digital file. And
yes,
that's true.
Does.
It really does. The problem is, you know, you got to take care of it.
Yeah.
CDs were supposed to be perfect sound forever. Right. That's not true. Actually, vinyl will do a much better job of holding onto its fidelity.
It sounds warmer.
What I want to know is who invented the CD jewel case, which were notorious.
For breaking?
I think every CD case I have, it's like the little teeth are busted out of the center thing. There's always cracks in it.
I want to know who decided it would take an act of God to open the CD.
Yeah.
That very first time you have to open the jewel box.
Tape it in six different spots.
Yeah, you have to peel it off here and do this thing right there and then do that. Oh, wait, there's one more thing I need to cut. Amazing.
It started a whole new industry, though, because they have those things that are now just cutters for that.
Yeah, well, but again.
I've never seen one.
It's kind of like carbon paper
in that
since they're not going to be jewel boxes anymore, that we won't have to worry about
that.
Congratulations to residents of San Jose, Costa Rica. for taking another step into the 21st century.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. New York Post says, no, it's not Wi-Fi. No, it's not 4G. The city did just install the very first road signs.
Awesome.
In San Jose, Costa Rica. Up until then, locals had to point out landmarks like fast food restaurants or gas stations when directing tours.
No kidding.
Costa Rica's beautiful.
But how would you like to land there and then realize that there weren't any... how did they do Google Maps?
I don't know. I just remember when I went to Costa Rica, just sitting in traffic and people walking through the traffic selling tortoise eggs.
Really? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not legal here to eat them, but...
Oh, you eat them?
Yeah.
Really?
There's turtle eggs, like sea
Man.
Turtle eggs.
Hey, Kevin, when was the last time... You've been jonesing for like a sea turtle omelet, haven't you? I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Green eggs and ham.
How much did they cost?
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, about a peso.
Yeah,
no.
So the closure of LA's 405 last July.
Oh, we're talking about Carmageddon.
It was Carmageddon. May have increased road rage, but you know what? It brought down pollution levels. Okay. Researchers at UCLA's. Well, I mean, look, that's wonderful that it did that. But, I mean, are you going to tell me? Here, you want to talk about greenies. Okay, let's get with the greenies and say, okay, UCLA's Institute of Environmental and Sustainability has found that the quality of air over that 10-mile stretch improved an astounding 83%. Okay, you can improve something 83% from where it was. All you have to do is not drive.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me, greenies in California, are you going to do that?
Oh, well, I mean, then I couldn't get to Santa Monica.
Yeah. So, no. That, you know, if you want to do it, that's fine. But and again, I'm glad that we know that it improved the air quality 83% during that weekend. But, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes. As a city, as a whole, L.A., about 25% cleaner than normal during Carmageddon. So that worked out. And they did like Carmageddon 2 over the weekend.
Yeah, they did.
They blew up some bridge over the 405 to add one lane to the overpass.
Yep.
Now, why would you, I mean, while you're up there...
add several.
I mean, wouldn't it make sense? I mean, just add a few in there and see what would happen.
Well, they have to stop it again to save the environment.
I guess that's it. Yeah. New study suggests that showing patients the notes in their files helps them take better control of their own health.
Oh, I used to sneak peeks when they had them before they were all on computers.
Yeah. Annals of Internal Medicine revealed that doctors' initial concerns about the extra time it would take for them to write out their notes and answer any related patient questions were unnecessary. The study involved 105 primary care doctors and more than 13,000 patients. And over a one-year period, 87% of the patients opened at least one note. 40% responded to a survey about the general experience, and most of the participants said being able to actually read the doctor's notes helped them to take their prescription medications more reliably. Why? The instructions are on the label. But do you think they're just kidding you when they put that on the label?
Well, I didn't realize until I read the notes that's what he really meant.
While some were a little concerned about privacy, overall they liked the system, wanted to keep their notes. 99% said they wanted to keep access to their records after the study had closed. So, don't know. I mean, again, maybe that doesn't... And do you ask your doctor questions? I mean...
I try to.
What does that mean?
I mean, you know...
Does he ignore you? He or she ignore you?
Well, you know, sometimes you feel like they're just not really listening to what you're saying.
Well, yeah, okay. And then, you need to change doctors. I mean, I'm just saying... I mean, really? You go, hey, buddy, are you listening to me? I have a question. I mean, that's the. But we do. We need to be advocates for our health, just like advocates for anything else having to do with our life. But yeah,
certainly.
You go, doc. Hey, right here. Look at me. Okay, here's my question.
You know? I know you have
several
degrees.
Yeah,
but I've lived in this body more years than you have.
That's right. I'd like to have my question answered. I mean, I would be asking.
After my dad had the stroke, and I was in the hospital, you know, every day.
Right.
Being able to pick the notes up and read them to him made both of us happy.
Yeah.
Because I knew what was going on.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's...
Even if it's bad, at least you're in control.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Having a swimming pool is an investment in family fun and an investment in your home's value. The Pool Guy has over 28 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. Trust the Pool Guy to build a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of fun. Visit the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. We don't make Sam go in and do those all at the same time. He's like the Sam Jones Show.
KSAM.
Yeah, there you go. So health and nutrition experts talk a lot about your omega-3 fatty acids, you know, the polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How it plays a key role in maintaining your cell membranes. But recent findings suggest that fish oil pills do nothing for you. Uh-oh.
Except taste nasty.
Yeah, they do, really. A systematic review published by the Journal of the American Medical Association, that's JAMA, shows that taking fish oil pills do not greatly reduce the risk of stroke, heart attack, or death. The omega-3s that you get in fish and flaxseed oils and such do. Our bodies can't make those fatty acids on their own, but we do need them to survive. Most researchers agree that the very best way to get those foods is to eat salmon or mackerel. And if you don't eat fish, supplements may be a good idea, but certainly no harm in taking a fish oil supplement. Just don't expect to get the same benefits as if you're eating fish.
So yet another placebo.
One more time, you know. And once again, it makes you burp funny. So.
It does.
There's a new option for women in the delivery room. Researchers found recent studies that laughing gas eases the pain for women in early labor. Good old nitrous oxide.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Inhaling nitrous oxide was associated with greater pain relief than a placebo or no treatment at all during the first stage of labor.
I could just see, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. We're having a baby, but I'm going to strangle you.
Pretty scary.
Yeah. So, have you ever had any of that nitrous oxide?
Oh, yeah.
That's weird stuff.
I tell you,
that is really weird stuff.
I go to a dentist, and I...
He gasses you
oh,
up,
oh, yeah.
Huh? Okay, well, I had that done once a few years ago. It was different.
That's the only way. I mean, even for a cleaning.
Yeah?
I want to be out.
Really?
So you don't like to know what they're doing?
Oh, no.
Know what's going on?
Okay.
So I like to hear, what are you going to do?
Nope. Yeah.
Tell me what this, you know, why is this procedure necessary?
I played a half a football game on a broken leg. Yeah. I can take pain, but
there
when it comes to that, I am the biggest weenie. Huge.
It's an activity that millions of Americans do every day. That's visiting your grocery store. But what happens once you're inside? The results of a new poll reveal some interesting facts about shopping behavior.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. A fourth of the people admit they've stolen from a grocery store.
Now, does stolen mean sample?
Well, no. No. And usually cheap consumable items. Topping the list would be food, gum, and candy, 17%. Next comes cosmetics at 5%. Third is alcohol and cigarettes. How can you do that in a grocery store? You're going to put a cold can of beer down your pants? That's
well, I'm thinking how you get the cigarettes because those are locked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, now you do. That's true. That's tough to do. Cards, books, and magazines in there, and also tech toys. More than a third of grocery store shoppers admit they sneak samples before buying. Well, yeah, you're walking by. I mean, two things. If it's a grape, that's one thing.
Yes.
Because we can just pluck one.
Yeah.
Right. If it's an apple, that's something different. Take a bite and put it back down. Right. Yeah. About three
quarters. That's kind of Garden of Eden, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. About three quarters of respondents would return the extra change if a cashier made a mistake. Okay. I think that's a good thing to do because, you know, those people get in a lot of trouble.
Yes, they do if they're short.
Yeah. Then you don't want to, you know, just why make life difficult for them? Less than a third of people prefer to use self-checkout. Really?
Less than
a third of people.
Yeah, I like interacting with a human being.
Well, you know, but that's the thing, and we've talked about that before you came on the show, the old idea when, in the old days, when they had to actually punch the keys on the cash register, okay? Punch the keys. They talk to you far more than they do now.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, now all they're doing is passing it over a scanner, and, you know, again, as we discussed earlier this morning, sometimes they ask questions and don't listen to your answers. But I mean, is that what you want? The average person buys groceries about once a week. The preferred method of payment is by debit. But about 1 in 4 people visit the grocery store 2 to 3 times a week. And another 1 in 4 go a couple of times a month. Wow. Well, again, could be geography.
I was going to say, it depends on where you live. You do a little better planning.
Yeah, if it's a long haul, you might do it that way.
The BCS Home Builders Association presents the 2012 Fall Parade of Homes on Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th. The parade, sponsored by BVS Construction Incorporated, offers home buying consumers the chance to personally visit with builders in their brand new homes throughout the area, discover new trends in home construction and design, and the latest in home products and appliances. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at bcsbuilders.org or in your local newspaper. Don't forget the Fall Parade of Homes, October 13th and 14th.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 6th, it's Raising Show Pigs. Selection and nutrition is very important in the show pig arena, and we'll teach you all about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right. American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of 3 banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Hey, Newstalk 1620 WTAW, about a minute before we have to go. On this date in history, in 1919, President Woodrow Wilson suffered.